Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
That's right. You've certainly hit that on the head, Chief Itagi, and thank you so much for being here this evening. My name is Mugto. This is the Midnight Garden. I hope you will join me in among the parsnips and the Asian green beans. I think I used Asian green beans last week. That's okay. They would still be in the garden, wouldn't they, unless I had harvested them all. Nonetheless, please join me here among my magical vegetables and listen to me rant for about 28 more minutes. Yes, that's the way we do it here. The Midnight Garden is a place where I speak, hopefully, as Spirit directs me to speak. Sometimes I speak as Mudto's ego is inclined to speak, but I do my best to tune into that which is beyond myself, outside myself, and hope to find words that someone out there in the internet domain needs to hear, would at least be helpful to them. So, why not? I'm all about temperature today. I'm a little bit peeved because I had thought autumn had arrived, and appears I was wrong. We got temperatures in the 80s all next week. And you say, I hear you saying, I feel you saying, what a silly thing to be upset about. Well, you're right. Really, just about everything is a silly thing to be upset about, unless it involves man's inhumanity to man, and certainly my displeasure with continued warm temperatures does not qualify there, particularly with the weather wreaking such havoc, as we know, in places like Florida and Houston. Certainly, what I would sometimes be accused, what I would often be accused of, as I start complaining about the weather, was, well, what about those people down there in Florida and down there in Houston? Well, it's not, obviously, they're having much greater trouble than I am, and I certainly don't mean to compare my trouble to theirs, at least as far as magnitude. On the other hand, trouble is trouble, and this from where I sit, this is what I have to talk about. I'm not sitting, thank goodness, I am not sitting up to my neck in gook, and I don't have that experience to speak to you about. We did, when I was in Haiti, we did escape from Haiti a few hours ahead of a tropical storm, which wreaked some havoc. So beyond that, it was a near miss. I have no real severe weather experience to share beyond certainly nothing of the magnitude of what's going on in other parts of the world today. So, but I have, what is bugging me to share, and that's all I have to share. So that's what I have to go with. I'm just thinking that I do have one kind of sort of quasi weather story. It wasn't, there was no destruction. What's happening is we had, this is about 20 years ago. And there was, at the time, my second wife and I bought a home, and it was a fixer-upper type home. And it just so happened that summer that we were working on that house, there was this tremendous heat wave. And we ended up abandoning the house for a while and getting a hotel room until the temperature would mitigate just a bit. I remember being in there with her and I and her son, my stepson, and I believe a friend that he'd brought with him. And that my one, I mean, there was lots of jumping in the pool and lots of sort of moisture, very, very cold moisture, because we crank up the air conditioning and they have one of those, not window, but the console that was below the window. If you've seen those, they had the big ka-chunk buttons. And of course, nobody ever pushed any ka-chunk button except for the last one, the one that was the greatest amount of cooling available, which we had done. Then everybody was always wet from the pool. So there's always this chlorine dampness covered by this constant cold. And I remember being in the room. I remember experiencing that. And I also remember watching Canadian football, but it was the year that they had teams from the United States playing in Canadian football. And so, we watched that. And then that's really all I remember until we got back. We'd go back to the house every day, to make sure everything was all right and do what we could. And then, we were standing as we knew that the weather was supposed to break that day. And I saw my wife standing out in the yard, and I went out with her, and she was just watching the clouds, and you could just see the front coming in, and here it comes, and we just watched it and watched it and watched it. And then just like within a few minutes, the temperature dropped 20 degrees, and we had just a torrential rainstorm and thunderstorms. I was never happier to see thunder and lightning in my life, and just standing out there like a couple of idiots. Waiting to get hit by the lightning and the hail and so forth. I think we did have some hail with that one, but it's just this sort of finality to it. It is over. The new weather is on the other side of the front. Although, as I found out this week, sometimes that doesn't last. Not nearly as severe this time, but I get and 80's not so bad. But a lot of my friends love the 80s, love the temperature of the 80s and the decade of the 80s too, but I'm talking about the temperature of the 80s. To me, perfect weather is like 60 to 70 degrees and about 50% overcast. So, I can see the sun, but most of the time the sun is in, so it's not, beaming down on you, because the sun wants to kill you. There's no question about it. The sun wants to kill all of us. It wants to fry us into little pieces of bacon. And just then there'd be no more humans to mess up the world. I mean, I can't believe more people don't see through this plot. But anyway, I'm not a sun merchant at all. I don't really care for the sun so much. I'm pretty much when it's very hot and very sunny, generally you'll find me inside hiding in the air conditioning, screwing up the ozone. So I was very, as we got into September, I says, okay, fall is coming soon. It's going to be more towards my temperature range. We did drop actually into the 60s for several days. And we had not overcast skies. We did have, a lot of time in overcast skies, a lot of time it rained, which I don't mind. Rain is cool. I would rather it rained at night while I didn't have to go out in it. But, if I have my choice between 95 degrees, 100% humidity, and blazing sun with no clouds overhead. If I had to choose between that and a day of rain, I would take the day of rain. But I was all prepared, because I thought, here in my fabulous state in the Midwest, we get maybe 2 weeks of good weather, what I would consider to be good weather every year. We usually get one on the way up and one on the way down. In other words, we get one week of nice weather between winter and spring, and we get 1 week of nice weather between summer and autumn, I guess you'd have to put it there, somewhere in September, October area. We get that nice, mid-60s jacket weather. You can go outside comfortably in a jacket the snot isn't freezing your nose. But what usually happens here in our state is exactly that. It'll be 90 and stifling humidity. And then we'll have like 1 week or 2 weeks of, 67 degrees. And then we'll be at -5 and ice everywhere. And so we just don't get any transition weather. It's always either way too hot or way too cold. But I'll take way too cold over way too hot, because you can always put on another layer when it comes to way too hot, way too cold. When it comes to way too hot, you can only take off so many layers and then they arrest you. So again, I understand people love the summer. That's great. I could personally could do it without it, but you know, you can have your summer if you want, as long as, you know, around September 21st or so, it relinquishes its position and we can have some jacket weather before the ice comes. And that's what I have to say about that. But there is a thing I found out called seasonal affective disorder. Let me take a sip of my. See, I don't have a co-host. They can't pick up when I go to take a sip of my liquid refreshment. I have apple cider tonight. I don't know. I don't really do pumpkin spice, but I like cider, a little bit of cider in my life. It's iced because it hasn't had a chance to cool down in the refrigerator yet. Just got back about a half an hour before the show. Just got back from grocery shopping. I had to pick up. My target was about $90 worth of groceries, so I could get the appropriate number of points to get discounts on gas. Which is if you do the math, it makes absolutely no sense at all. Particularly if you're buying. I mean, at the very least, I did buy some. I bought all things that I'm actually going to use. I have gotten into that trap before, going in and buying way ahead. You know, buying like 10 years worth of something, or just buying stuff that I'm just flat out not going to use. But this is all stuff I will use. I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to put it, but it will get used eventually. So what did I started that story for some reason. Oh, seasonal affective. I mean, one of many things that my various mental health professionals have thrown at me over the years. You know, do you get depressed, you know, when there's no sun around? I don't know, maybe a little. It can backfire on me. It's not good to not have the sun around at all. But again, given the choice, I won't go out if there's no cloud cover at all. I mean, I'll hide. I will hide in my apartment from the sun. And I firmly believe that I will be the last survivor. Everyone else, all the dopey people of European descent, anyway. We'll be out there getting fried by that sunshine, and I will be in here recording future episodes of the Midnight Garden with Mento Sasquatch, so I can go nocturnal and go out at night. I said in my little thing that Mento says it's all about temperature. I don't know it's all about temperature, but I do know it really put a. What happened? I can't remember. I don't think I actually said what happened. I went to check because I knew it was going to be supposed to be 82 degrees on Saturday, and a little bit disturbed about that because I have to. Don't have to. It was the only day we found where I could go to the woods and walk with my friend Twilight Evening Star. Saturday afternoon was the only time we could find that both of us could do it. And it's 82 degrees. And now in the woods, it's not so bad. You know, the woods does shield you from the penetrating rays of the evil sun. So as long as you stay in there in the woods, you're good. So you know, I was a little bit. Why does the one day have to be 82 degrees? But I was looking forward to. So when is this little mini heat wave, you know, going to be over, and when are we going to be back to fall? Because as I said, for about a week, it's been in the 60s and overcast, a little rainy maybe. So as I said, I could use a little bit of sunshine, but you can keep it right there within the 60, no higher than 70 degrees. I guess I can live with it in the low 70s if I had to. But then I go and I look at the weather forecast for next week, and it's 85, 84, 85, 83. I'm like, my God, what the hell happened? I have my air conditioning shut off. I put all my light shirts away. Had pulled out my flannels, get ready for that. My jackets, got all of them out, and now you know, gonna have to put them back. Gonna have to pull the light stuff out again. I don't like being out without a jacket. I want my jacket because without the jacket, I always feel like I don't have enough pockets. You know, just if I'm just in a shirt and pants, I got the four pockets in the pants, and you know one shirt pocket, and that's it. And I always feel that I'm overloaded. I got too much stuff in each of my pockets, and I'm always afraid my pants are going to fall down because I got keys, you know, and a wallet in one pocket, and a phone in another pocket. I don't really like carrying my phone in my pants pocket because you're carrying a powerful radio transmitter within about 6 inches of your testicles. It doesn't seem like a good idea to me. So I want to be able to put my phone in a coat pocket where it's not so close to the goodies. Plus, you know, I could shield it a little bit in some way. You know, I have the feeling I'm shielding the radio is going to go right through it anyway. But the feeling that maybe I put something in there. You know, my friends are always putting tin foil on everything, which is actually aluminum foil. They say it's tin foil. I don't know anybody. I don't even know if you can actually get tin foil anymore. I think that what they use anyway, I see them using is aluminum foil. And then they put it on their heads and make hats out of it. It's supposed to protect them from something. I don't know. Most of them, I don't think, are really serious about it. But I could put foil around my phone and protect my gonads. Why not? I could write a paper about it. I get a government grant to study that, probably. Might not be a bad idea. I had can't remember if I talked about this on the show last week or not, but I was getting ready to apply for another job in retail, and once again, it did not pan out. They didn't like the scores on my what do they call it? I took two tests, and one of them was with math and words, and the other one was a psychological test. And they said it was the math and words test that they didn't like. They said the score that I got was not what they look for in their applicants. And first you're like, what the hell? How could I possibly? I don't think I missed. I bet you $20 solid that I didn't miss one question. Then I got to thinking, well, maybe that's what they meant. My score is higher than they look for from their applicants. And I don't mean that in a cynical way. I know that the word overqualified has been floated before. And maybe they just don't want to say that anymore. They want to avoid that argument. So they just say, well, the test score, without showing you the score, of course, didn't get to see what it was, what questions I might have missed, or what their expectations were. It's not. So anyway, I still hold out the hope of having some sort of when the time comes around for seasonal work. They aren't quite so picky then. They know they're going to send you packing. Although it's been a busy season at the hospital so far on my part-time job, my day job. I've been getting called fairly frequently, and I am doing an exam next week, this coming week, and that's always that's $400 more or less when you're done. So that's a good close to 2 months worth of bills paid. So, that get me that one gig gets me through into November. And that's what I'm concerned about, because once the school goes out of session in November, there's no more money from that source until after New Year's. So I have something to fill in the gap. And it'd be nice to have something to just keep going after that too. The lady who hired me out there is retiring at the end of the month, and the guy who's replacing her is a good guy, and he's very serious about what we do, and he's very very serious about him being helpful to us. But by the same token, he doesn't really bring the sense of fun to it that the first boss did. He's better in a lot of areas than she is. She made it fun, and I'm not gonna hold that against him. That's just different people work different ways. So I guess what I'm saying is that if some sort of full-time job did come up and I had to leave that go for the rest of forever, maybe at this particular point in time, that wouldn't cause me shed as many tears over it as I might have at another time. So that kind of leaves me with the casino, which I've always talk about but never do anything about. from a geographical perspective, it is by clearly the best option. I can get there on the bus, except in the middle of the night when the bus doesn't run. But I can get there very easily and back. I think you never know where you're going to end up, but it seems to me that there are things I might do that are not, it wouldn't be just like a retail job. It might be working with working in administration, and a job that I think I believe would suit me more than being a blackjack dealer. So I think I remember saying this when I did. I talked to people at a job fair from the casino, and their suggestion for me was that I do table games. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that would be the best thing for me. I don't know. I would be concerned about my speed, both from just a the point of view of speed. I've taken a lot of manual assessments and have never done very well on them, as far as how fast I'm able to do things. The other part of that is that I would be constantly sort of rechecking myself to make sure I'd done it right, which is another thing that slows you down. I don't have that confidence. It takes me a long time, if ever, to build up the confidence to just do something and kind of let it fly. I need to get some music or something, like a 2 or 3 second clip of music that I can play while I'm getting a drink. So anyway, there's that. There's retail and there's fast food, and I haven't had a lot of luck with either. I haven't had any luck with anything. But the things that always stick in my mind are the casino, the library. The things that always seem to be open to the library are things that are on the other side of the city from me, and that would be difficult for me to get to. And then it's always they want to start you part time, so you're 10 hours a week at $9 an hour, and plus you're driving halfway across the city three times a week. It just doesn't seem to be a good return on the effort. Although it is said, and this makes some sense, because once you get your foot in the door, once you start working there, that you can maneuver your way to something that's better for you. I certainly enjoyed when I was working at the library before at OSU. I worked at the library book depository very briefly, and I got to learn how to drive a lift truck. Because you'd go the book depository, it's not a library. They store books there that are kind of out of the sort of second tier books. Books that not a lot of people are looking for, and they move them out of the libraries on campus so to make more room. And they just put them on shelves, but they're still available if somebody wants it. So you get a call for a book in the depository and run out into the stacks with your lift truck, and you go up. I think it was about 4 stories. There's 24 shelves. I remember it was the shelf 24 was the highest one off the ground. And so you elevated yourself up there, and you found the book you needed, and you brought it down, and you filled out the paperwork for it, and stuck it in an envelope, and sent it to wherever it was going. And that wasn't bad. Bad was at times like summer quarter, which was very light, not a lot of people there. The people who ran the place felt obligated to justify the staffing level they had. So you do all of this made up work. It's like you're taking the labels off of books and then putting them back on and putting them back where they were, where they're supposed to be. It's just a lot. And I remember in that summer just doing a lot of work that was not really in aid of anything. And I think about that summer is that a girl showed up. And she was one of these girls that didn't, in my humble opinion, was not dressed quite appropriately for work. I say this as a male, and her being a female, so maybe I'm not the best judge. But I found her very distracting. But I'm not someone who found it necessary to go report that or anything. I just lived with it, and. So I guess that was when they were, that sort of, I don't know, would that have been a good thing or a bad thing? I actually took her out for pizza once. I felt weird, really weird, because I was like 20 years older than she was. And I don't know if she just, you know, how she's seeing it, how I'm seeing it. You never know. I never know anyway. Other people seem to know immediately what the nature of the encounter is. I never do. I always have to ask, and I'm 90% of the time I'm wrong. So you know, one big reason why mud toe dating service has never really gotten off the ground. Just not not something that's really gone well for me over the years. I used to date a lot, and then you know I'd date for a while, and then I'd get married, and then that would fall apart, and I'd date for a while. I'm trying to remember the last time I was out on a date. I do that sometimes, and I count back, and I get back like six or seven. I think I'm back about six. I get back to about 2011, and it becomes too depressing to continue. I think if I probably got back to 2010, there are some dates in there somewhere. So I know there are people I have dated when I first got to the big city here. And I think of at least two women that I dated. And it was very early in my tenure. I got three more minutes I got to fill up. Kind of hit a wall there. Don't know. Therapist. I was at the therapist today. Yay. My favorite day of the week. I actually feel very let down when I have to leave. I realize it's another week before I'm going to speak to him. It really is. Therapy really is the highlight of the week. I've really grown to love it. After 12 years of doing it, and I'm really sort of dreading being cured. You know, I think just kind of look over my shoulder, make sure it's not sneaking up on me. It's just talking about myself, and maybe we'll figure this stuff out. And we were looking at classifications today, which I would call labels, but he called them classifications. What am I? What am I? Maybe we can figure out what to do about it if we can figure out what I am. So I'm game. Insurance is paying for it anyway, so I will do whatever is required of me. It's fun. Friday is our therapist day, and I always look forward to it with keen anticipation. Okay, I should be getting in my 30s, my 90-second warning any minute now. It's counting down. There we go. See, I don't think you guys can hear that. Maybe you can hear it through my headphones. But that's a blog talk reminding me that our visit together is not infinite. It is now coming to a close. So I thank you for being here. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being a guest here in the Midnight Garden. And hope you will come back next week for more wit and wisdom, or whatever it is that I'm doing. And with that, I wish you a pleasant good evening.